When legendary jazz pianist Chick Corea died unexpectedly last year, he left behind hundreds of recordings. Those recordings earned a total of 27 Grammy Awards. Corea also left behind dozens of musicians who he mentored. This weekend, the organization Jazz at Lincoln Center celebrates Corea's legacy with a concert featuring bandmates from every phase of his career. From New York, Tom Vitale has the story.
How you doing?
One of the remarkable aspects of Chick Corea's six-decade career was how many different types of music he played: bebop, straight-ahead jazz, free jazz, fusion, Latin, and classical music. 6 years ago, Corea sat at the Yamaha Grand Piano at the Blue Note on West 3rd Street and told me that change is the essence of jazz.
That kind of freedom of choice and of imagination, of trying things, of experimenting, you see. So I don't view myself as this kind of musician or that kind of musician. I love it all. I love everything I've done. I'm proud of.
Bassist John Patitucci, who organized this weekend's tribute, played with Chick Corea on hundreds of gigs over 36 years, beginning in 1985. He says Corea's creativity knew no boundaries.
His creative power and his force was so strong that you couldn't help but get swept up with it when you played with him. And he was able to combine so many elements and retain an original sound and a voice.
Chick Corea's touch on the piano made his sound unique. He learned to play drums when he was 8, 4 years after he started playing piano. Corea said at the keyboard, he thought of his fingers as drumsticks or mallets.
The piano is like, I think of it as like tuned drums. That drum, and so forth, you know? Yes. So... There's so many possibilities of putting it together when you got 10 mallets and 88 drums.
Armando Chick Corea was born in 1941 in Chelsea, Massachusetts, just across the river from Boston. His grandparents on both sides were Italian immigrants, yet in high school, he gravitated to Latin music when he joined a dance band.
And the conga player was the one who really introduced me to Latin music. He showed me, you know... So I connected with the Latinos right away, and in the music and the rhythm of it.
The technique he has and the rhythmic intensity that he has are very, very rare. When you hear three notes, you know it's Chick Corea.
Banjo virtuoso Bela Fleck played duets with Corea for a dozen years, beginning in 2007.
Well, he was a mentor and a hero to me, a friend, and somebody I learned more from maybe than anybody.
In the late 1960s, Chick Corea joined Miles Davis's band, where he helped pioneer a sound that came to be known as jazz rock fusion.
When I first met Chick in 1993, obviously he was already a living legend.
Bassist Christian McBride played with Chick Corea on and off for 26 years. He says all the musicians were in awe of the band leader, who, as it turned out, was just a regular dude.
If you met Chick on the street, you would not think that this man has been responsible for so much incredible, genius music. His everyday demeanor was just like a regular old guy. And I will miss that about Chick. Beautiful, beautiful man.
Chick Corea kept churning out new music until his death last year at the age of 79 from a rare form of cancer. He said his collaborations with other musicians meant everything to him.
It's what keeps me going, man. I just love to create.